Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. We back in the building. This brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Assalamu alaikum. This is brother Montoya, a.k.a. Bufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back once again. This is another open discussion. And I don't know about y'all, but it seemed like this open discussion came very fast. Like these months just been flying by. April flew by. Well, let me remind you, March 31st, you know, we ended the show when our brother Nipsey Hussle got shot on March 31st. And then once April hit, it just seemed like April flew by, right? So now we're here at the end of May, and we on another open discussion topic. So give us a call, y'all. This is Collective Minds. We want to hear what everybody has to think. Like we always say, Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. So before we get started, you did, before we get started, how was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for the family?
My week was great, great, great. No announcements. No announcements.
All right, cool, cool. Brother Mufasa, hectic. How was your week, my brother?
My week was hectic. Hectic as all outdoors. Busy as a bee. And as hard
it
for
is what it is.
It's hard for an OG brother to find some decent shoes, tennis shoes, that you like. All these shoes are with these fugazi colors, rainbow colors and stuff. I'm an old head. I ain't with that. So
right.
These shoemakers, y'all going to have to hook me up and find me and make me something that I ain't got to spend $200 on, please.
Thanks. Indeed. All right. I did have a quick announcement, y'all. You know, if my host allow me to do this presentation, I want to present to the family. I want to do a presentation on Greek mythology. And people probably like, you know, why Greek mythology?
Facts.
You know, so people probably like, you know, why Greek mythology? Why is he going in on that? That's all this and that. But the truth is, when it comes to Greek mythology, that's really a lot of the mythology that's stolen from ancient Kemet or ancient Egypt, right? So when it comes to mythology, we got to realize, like, all of our movies are based off of this. Most of the superhero characters, the Marvel, the DC comics, the fantasy books, all these things go back to some type of story as it relates to Greek mythology. So, and as far as black people, it is a must. It is our right, first of all, and our duty to reclaim these stories and put black faces on them, right? Because when you look at Greek mythology, a lot of the gods, goddesses line up with Egyptian goddesses. So you got Osiris, he lines up with the Greek god Dionysus. You have Serapis, who lines up with Zeus. Horus lines up with Apollo. Khonsu lines up with Heracles or Hercules. You got Ptah that lines up with Hephaestus. Thoth with lines up with Hermes and so on and so forth. You got Artemis in Greek, which lines up with Sekhmet in Egypt. So just a lot of the correspondence lines up with the African mythology. So when it comes to telling these stories, Greek mythology is the most comprehensive that we have to date. So it's just like they took, you know, Egypt mythology or ancient Kemet mythology, and they whitewashed it and put, you know, these Greek gods in the name of the original African gods. But since Greek mythology is so extensive and it has so much, you know, so many stories, we can now use those stories to tell the African mythology, but just use the, you know, the Greek names. So, you know, if they would allow me, I want to do this presentation coming up for y'all here in the future. So I just wanted to put that out there. Anybody that's listening, be on the lookout. I will do a presentation on Greek mythology. It's going to be like an introduction. I want to get into how Zeus overthrew the Titans, and get into Aphrodite, the story of Venus and Isis and all these type things. So just be on the lookout. Stay tuned. And we're going to put down that presentation on Greek mythology. So I just wanted to put that out there for the fam.
It is what it is.
As of today, we have an open discussion, y'all. Please give us a call here at Collective Minds. The number is 929-477-1697. I'm Cosmic Care. We got Rising Star and Brother Mufasa. And we are having an open discussion as we do at the end of, or the last Sunday of each month. You know, so hit us up. I guess, you know, how y'all want to start it off. We had a conversation in private that was going on, I believe, last night. So I don't know if, you know, Rigel Starr want to put that out there or if she want to go into some other topics. You know, so I just let y'all
mind.
Have a
floor. I wouldn't mind, you know, bringing something up. Actually, because I know something that we have spoke a little bit about something, and then before I knew it, something that happened to my mind, body, and eyes and stuff, and I didn't hear y'all no more. So I want to just kind of follow up with something that Mufasa was saying. Now, did I hear you correctly that you said that if you had the power of Thanos and you can just snap and get rid of either niggas, quote unquote, or white supremacy. You said that you would snap your fingers and get rid of the niggas, quote unquote.
The question was, if you could snap your fingers and get rid of not white supremacy system, but if you could get rid of white supremacists or get rid of niggas with a Thanos snap, which one would you do?
Get rid of who or the who?
Get rid of white supremacists
okay.
or niggas. Niggas that terrorize the community. So we know what
okay.
I'm talking about, right? White supremacists. On one hand, on the other hand, niggas who terrorize the community, aka shooting up people's houses, home invasions, you know, racing through the streets, running over innocent people. Niggas.
Okay, now before you go any further, if you don't mind, do you mind putting like descriptions of white supremacy? Like, what do they do? Like, you just brought out, you know, along
white
with
supremacists.
The, as about right, yeah. Or can you break
white
that down?
White supremacists.
What you mm-hmm.
White supremacists. White people who believe that their race is better than everybody else's race. White supremacists. Who try to use their skin color and whatever power they believe they have to keep them over other people. white supremacists. Should I go on, or you got something else you want to ask me?
Yeah, you can go on. I'm sorry.
So, the reason I would snap my fingers and get rid of niggas who terrorize the community, because that's who I would snap my fingers and get rid of. And my reason for doing that is because if I snap my fingers and I get rid of niggas who terrorize my community, then when it comes to white supremacists, I already know how they look. I can see them. That's an easy opponent for me to see and identify with. When it comes to niggas who terrorize my community, they can be a little bit harder for me to see because they can disguise themselves. They can come one way smooth and you think they all right, thinking they good, and next thing you know, boom, they kicking in your door, coming in, robbing you, stealing from you. So they can easily disguise themselves in your community, and you don't know until they show who they truly are. Some can't help but to show who they are. Some show themselves all the time, but others are lurking in the darks, in the crevices, and you don't know it until it's too late. To boom, you getting out your car one day, and you locking up, and you walk them to your door, and they up on you with the gun to your head. Now, white supremacists, like I say, easily to detect. Easily. First off, they white. So if you can't see them from a mile away, there's something wrong with you. So that's your first thing. Boom. Who is this white dude walking up on me? Who is this white dude in my community? Easy to identify. So that's why I would snap my fingers and get rid of niggas, because they easily can hide themselves amongst my community. And I have to deal with them on a regular, on a daily basis, spending time, efforts, and resources to try to convert some of them, try to get some of them minds right. But a lot of them don't even want to hear that. They don't even want to hear that. Hear you telling them to get themselves together. You hope that one day you drop a seed on them and, you know, it take root. But a lot of times it don't. I'm just keeping it real. So if I can snap my fingers and do away with them, it makes things a lot easier for myself.
Mm.
Now, if you do,
you want
to
go?
Feel free to give us y'all input.
Okay. I'm going to let Roger go. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is my input. I just want to throw something out there because it's interesting how we see it, because my perception is that when I'm speaking about the system, I'm speaking about the set of rules that are in place that is used by white people or whatever. The system is a tool that's being used by these people. And the rules that apply, that dictate how society operates and how people in society should live and what they should do, that's a corrupt system. I know it's done by humans, though, you know, but it's still a mentality and the rules. So if the power that be are the ones who are dictating the rules of society, which is used against black people in the black community to keep us held down on a social status, then that's what I would mean when I'm talking about white supremacy. It ain't just more, it's not more than just the individual white man or white woman. You know, it's a collective.
Yeah, that's what my question was.
System.
That was
right,
what my
question
was.
Yeah, because just to say, okay, yeah, to see somebody walking up on you, okay, he's white, he's black, and then I'm talking about a bigger picture. So I think that's where and how we probably is kind of parting, because I'm not saying I'm going to You know, that's how you feel, and that's fine. So I'm just basically just expressing how I see what, you know, what the different dynamics are. So I would rather get rid of that because that is what is creating the quote-unquote
but
nigger.
But
you're talking
about the system.
If you remember, I mentioned more than just the system. I said it all together because I think they both play a part. The system and the powers that be who's orchestrating the rules. The rules are the system. But it's people that's, you know, implementing the rules, you know. So it's the people that's implementing the rules and coming up with the rules, you know. But they creating a system of rules that dictate how society functions and how it's organized. And the way that it's done is another way of corrupting another group of people, which is the black people or the black community. The rules and the system that say is designed to oppress the black people. However, like I said, it's still important for me to say that it's still humans that's thinking of these rules to do it, because they just initially, without the rules, they're still a problem because they have a hatred toward the black community where they want to implement these rules to do it. You know, so they need to be snapped away, but that's the whole thing to me. So if I'm going to snap, I'm snapping them along with the rules and everything that they created, because it's corrupt and it is designed to hold back the black community, which that is what creates the quote unquote niggas that we or had discussed before, and what you, I guess, the people that you were describing. And I hate to use the word niggas because it's no secret that when I think of niggas, I don't think of just black people. I just think of anybody that's living a derelict lifestyle, you know, and
well,
in a criminal type of lifestyle.
Black trash.
So,
would you rather say black trash? Would you rather say
niggas? I want you to say what you want to say. I'm clarifying what I'm saying. I'm just saying,
right.
I'm using it. I'm keep saying quote unquote. And I'm using it loosely because I understand what you mean, so I'm just making my own clarification of what I believe a nigga is, you know, just to make sure we on, you know, everybody's on the same page on what I'm knowing. So
if
the system is creating the quote unquote niggas or the people that's creating issues into the black community, once that's gone, they will actually rebuild. We, you know, we just like our body, we have the ability to heal itself. So once the thing that is inflicting the black community is gone and done away with, that what you're talking about will automatically heal itself.
Exactly.
Hold on.
We got to give you a chance to respond, because you said, right, we go keep it to what you said. You said white supremacists meaning people. No. We gonna get it correct.
We can say that, but I mean, we all over the road, though. We can say that, but I'm just saying we all over the road, though. But go ahead.
No, my brother. We're not all over the road, because you stated your question. This is what I'm telling you. I'm about to explain your question. You said if you can snap and get rid of white. Listen, bro. Tell me if this is your question, because I heard you. I sat back and listened. You said if you could snap your finger and get rid of white supremacist people, not the system. Tanya was referring to the system and the people, but you made it clear that you were talking about people. Am I correct?
There you go.
White supremacist people versus niggas, quote unquote.
Or
right,
if you want to make
question.
It easier, black trash. If that clarifies
no,
it more.
Call it.
Black Trey.
Black Trey.
Because like you said,
niggas
can be anybody. Because you was right. Niggas can be anybody. So I can detail it more and say Black Trash. We ain't got to say niggas. We can say Black Trash.
All right. Right. Okay, let me respond real quick. But before I respond, let me just update folks. If you're just joining us, y'all, this is Collective Minds Radio. We're having an open discussion this week. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And our brother Mufasa posed a question, so we're going over this question real quick. He posed the question, if you had the Thanos snap and you could get rid of white supremacist people who subscribe to white supremacy, or niggas, which one would you get rid of? And he said he would get rid of the niggas, and he went on to explain why. Now,
Black Trash.
What I want to do, my brother, Black Trash, whatever, what I want to do is show you how that doesn't make any sense, and number two, it's a form of self-hate, right? So I'm going to break it down. I'm going to try to go slow. Why, okay, if you had the snap, you would get rid of quote-unquote niggas or Black Trash. Why would you get rid of them when you can snap and get rid of your open enemy? See, that doesn't make any sense. You're going to snap and get rid of potential people who are part of your army. You got to let me finish, bro. You have to let me finish. We're talking about one who is your open enemy, and one, like Raiju said so eloquently, they infected the minds of the people you're trying to kill. So why not get rid of the people who affected their mind when we talk about white supremacy? Now, when it comes to why I say it's a form of self-hate, is because, unfortunately, if you're black in America, you grew up on a Western culture, which is basically white supremacist culture. If you went to their schools, if you were educated by these people, you have some nigger in you if you're black. You have, unfortunately, some black trash in you, if you want to call it that. That's why it's a form of self-hate, because you're really hating what they put inside of you. See, we have to be honest. I'm hot enough to admit, with all the knowledge and information I have and quote-unquote consciousness and enlightenment, I still know that there's a nigger inside of me, right? That's just being truthful. So for me to dwell on that, no, I'm just trying to elevate that part of myself and try to elevate that part in other people. So that's why I say it's a form of self-hate when you talk about killing niggers over the white supremacists who created the system and who infected the mindset of the original divine black man. That's why it confuses me, my brother Mufasa, when you say things like this, because I don't know if you believe the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he says the black man and black woman are God, and we're just sick and out of our minds when it comes to dealing with white supremacy. And this is why we act out towards each other. I don't know if you necessarily believe that, but I do. You see what I'm saying? That is what I truly believe. I know some of our people are sick because they bought into the mindset of white supremacy. So therefore, if I had a snap, it is a no-brainer that I would get rid of the white supremacy. That doesn't make sense to leave them around just so we can fight them. Like, that doesn't make sense. You might as well just snap your finger, get rid of them, and like Rigel said, by default, we will start to heal ourselves if you believe that we are the original man and we are divine in our right mind. You know what I'm saying? If you believe that. If you don't, then yeah, you would want to kill a part of yourself, something that looks like you, that acts out and makes you feel some type of way because they're acting out and they look like you. You see? So yeah, it doesn't make sense to snap and kill the niggas. You could just kill white supremacists, and by default, you would naturally start to heal ourselves. You see? So I'm going
to
leave that right there for now. Now, you can respond. Go ahead.
All right, let me respond with saying, when you study Elijah's teachings more, you'll understand that the devil lies within you. And the only reason the white man was made was to manifest what was already in us. So whether the white man is dead or gone or not, that devil still lies within us. So what you hoping is, you hoping that once you snap your finger and these white people are gone, you're hoping and praying that that just makes the devil disappear. But that's where you're wrong at, because we were the original people, and the devil came from us because he was always in us. So just because you get rid of the look or the appearance of what you see as the devil, you're not getting rid of the devil. You're just getting rid of the devil in the physical. But the devil is still within us. That black trash that I'm talking about, that's when black people, try to them come out. They don't have no control over it. They let it come out. And that's why I would snap my fingers and get rid of them. Because when we don't do that, we constantly having to try to heal them and try to get them to suppress or kill the devil within. And that's hard work. That is hard work. When I could just snap my fingers and get rid of people who let that devil come out of them, and then my open enemy is easy for me to see. Then I can go to war with that. What you hoping is, you hoping that you get rid of the physical manifestation of the devil, and you hoping that after that happens, that all, you know, black trash people just wake up. That's not going to happen.
No,
just
not.
Because you get rid of the white man in the physical, black people, that's not going to change. Now, I'm not going to say black people, but black devils are not going to, all of a sudden, their eyes going to wake up just because the white man ain't on the planet.
But you missing some key points, my brother. You said one thing that was correct. The devil or enemy or whatever is inside of everyone. Right. We know that we have to deal with self first. That doesn't mean, why wouldn't you get rid of the physical representation? That way you can better deal with self. See, the way the system is set up, and this is the white supremacist system I'm speaking of, the way it is set up is to keep you distracted from tapping into yourself. We know that all humans have the propensity to do bad things, period. Before a white man was on the planet, we had the potential to do some bad, evil, wicked things. We know this. What I'm saying is the devil or the worst part of ourselves has created a system to undermine us, keep us down, keep us on the lowest level on a social aspect, then, and based on color and race, right? They've created a system like that based on color and race. This is the physical manifestation of the devil, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches. But see, me, I don't even like to call them devils like that, because that goes into a whole nother spiel. But if you want to talk about negative aspects of human nature, someone who's against nature, someone who's against life, someone who promotes death, promotes war, all these things are part of our society. So why wouldn't you get rid of the people who promote that stuff? What I'm saying is, nothing is going to happen overnight. Because let's understand, this is a hypothetical question, and we're just talking about hypothetical scenarios. So nothing is going to happen overnight. But if we get rid of the people who created this very system, I have faith that the majority of black people who are, righteous and enlightened and on the right path, we would be able to reverse the effects of what has happened to our brothers and sisters that you call niggas and black trash. We can reverse the fact, because you got it, because you're talking like the black trash and the niggas is the majority of black people. And that is incorrect. They are not even a tenth of the entire collective of black people. They are few and far between, but what happens is they get the most publicity on the news, they get the most publicity on these blog sites, World Star Hip Hop, fight videos, whatever, all this stuff, they get the most publicity, but this is not the majority of black society.
They do the most.
So let's not play. No, they don't do more damage than white supremacy. That is impossible, bro. That's impossible.
I'm saying they do more damage
than
black people. That's what I'm saying. When you put black people on one hand and put black trash on another, it's the black trash that's doing all the damage. That's why those are the ones they get that you say be on World Star and all that, because they the ones out here doing the damage. You know, and when you say the system, when you say the system and you keep bringing up, you know, the Most High to separate. So when you wake up and you know this, that's why whether the white man is walking the planet or not, you ain't tripping off this system because you already been told to get away from his system. But see, a lot of us
so
don't
why
realize
you
want to
kill
that.
Him,
I'm going to tell
you.
I'm about to tell you. Because a lot of us don't listen. A lot of us still don't listen and still want to, you know, play or do all the stupid shit in this system. So I fought black trash who still want to do that. I mean, dog, how many times we got love your people, stay away from this, stay away from that, but some of us migrate to it anyway. So what I'm saying is if I get rid of that element of our society, the other elements, we already know how to deal with quote-unquote white supremacists.
No, you confusing, brother.
I'm not confused. What's confusing is you confusing white supremacists with the system. My question was snapping the thing and getting rid of the supremacists. And I understand, you know, it's hard for you to separate the two because, you know, you're so used to putting, you know, white supremacists, they
I'm
created
clear.
The system.
No, I'm clear.
But what I'm saying is
I'm saying
not
get
worried
rid of the
about
people.
The supremacists. Okay, once you get rid of the people, you snap your fingers, you get rid of people, you still act like you don't have a fight on your hand dealing with niggas who got devils inside of them. You act like that's
so
nothing.
So for me,
that's just,
Liz,
they
this
just
is what
gonna
I'm telling.
Become angels
this
overnight
is,
because the white man ain't
no,
on earth
no,
more.
No. First of all, like I said, brother, this is a hypothetical situation, so we're talking hypotheticals. And number two, I always tell you that things are not going to happen overnight. I know it wouldn't happen overnight. And I'm with you. I'm following along with everything you're saying. I'm not confused. I'm saying get rid of the people who subscribe to white supremacy, period. That would be my snap.
Okay.
And that is because, but look, that is because after that, we can deal with everything else. I would rather deal personally with a nigga than to deal with the white supremacy. That's just me. You see what I'm saying?
But this is the same person that say, just ignore them. So how you dealing with them
exactly.
when you're just ignoring them?
Because
that's not
well,
dealing
that's
with them. That's
well,
ignoring
that's,
them.
That's one.
That's not
that's
dealing
with them. It's dealing with them after the snap has been taking place and you got rid of what
exactly.
you wanted to get rid of. Then you deal with them. You
exactly.
can't, like you say,
exactly.
now
well, why not
both,
deal with them now?
Why not deal with them now? Because the white supremacy system is still infecting our minds every day. So deal with the system so it doesn't affect our minds. You see what I'm saying? Because that's
yeah,
what it
I wanna
all
say,
comes
let
down
me just
to.
Add something. I want to add Go something ahead. Real fast because I'm listening to both you guys. And either way, I see it that whoever, even if you snap your fingers and get rid of the niggers, it's still a fight. So just like you telling Brother Kevin that he's going to still have a fight, it's still going to be a fight either way it go. You know, so it's
exactly.
just a matter of picking your battle. It's just a matter of picking your battle because it's still, because even
you
the white supremacy
there you go.
And the white people who don't like black people just because they just evil and mean, there ain't no other reason because prior to them even disrupting our community, we hadn't done nothing to them. They just came over and bothered us. So automatically, they was already just mean and evil. So it's
you said
they
a mouthful
ain't about to
right
change
there.
Either. They ain't about to change
you
either
it up
once
right
you
there.
Snap and get rid of. Hold on, let me finish. I'm almost done. I promise. Now, once you snap your fingers and get rid of the quote unquote niggas. Shoot, they ain't getting ready to change their minds and change their horse towards us either.
Exactly.
And they are the ones that have us bondage in the
it's
first place.
Simple.
It's like
they the
know,
ones
yeah,
have us fighting
I mean,
each other. They created the niggas.
Yeah, they the ones have us
like,
in bondage.
They created
and
So I personally, everybody had their own preference, but I personally was, you know, I would have to do it the opposite way and get rid of the white supremacists.
But guess what, though? You said pick your battle. And the reason I'm picking that battle is because that white supremacist is easy for me to spot. That's why I'm picking that battle. The battle with
But who cares that you can spot when you still got to fight? Fight.
Right.
In a different way, I might add, their fight is going to be totally different than fighting the quote unquote nigga.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's say it's five people look just like me, right? And then you got five white folks that's attacking you. If it's five of me that's attacking you, you don't know which one of me is the real Mufasa. So now you're going to take me out. You're going to take me out,
brother.
Or you're going to play around. But if you got five white folks attacking you, it's easy to spot. You ain't got a trip. You ain't got to pick which one is Mufasa, because, you know, ain't neither one of them Mufasa. That makes
you
fight.
I'm sorry, I don't even think I really followed that. I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
Right, listen, brother, this is what you're doing. What you're doing is taking the easy fight. We got a hard fight.
Y'all going
right. Supremacy is, what you're doing is taking the easy fight, bro. We got a hard fight.
Yes.
It's easy to dump on black people and blame black people. That's easy. The hard fight is fighting white supremacy, so why wouldn't you get rid of that first, which is the cause of... Created niggas. White supremacists create niggas. Or can we agree to that? Let's slow down.
That's not hard.
Can we agree
that
white supremacy create? Does white supremacy create niggas? Is that a true or false statement?
At this point, that's on autopilot.
So who
started
the system?
That's on autopilot. Niggas is creating niggas.
You're not
now.
Answering the question, though, brother. You're not answering the question.
Like I said before, that's the very beginning. But now niggas is creating niggas.
So why not go to the beginning? You starting in the middle. Why not start from
the
beginning?
Because we ain't at the beginning.
We got to start at the root of the problem. We got to start at the root,
like
bro.
I said,
you trying to grab branches off. We got to start at the root.
Like I said, if you pick your fight, once you get rid of the black trash that's in your way, now you can...
You got a harder fight. No, that's not. No, you have a harder fight, bro.
Okay, so you get rid of white supremacists, right? You get rid of them.
Yes.
You still have a fight with, like
that's
I said,
easy.
With black trash.
That's easy. Like I said, I can deal with niggas better than I can. Yeah.
So you 100% sure about that, right?
100% sure dealing with niggas is easier than dealing with white supremacists. Yes.
And Roger, you feel the same way, right?
No, that's not how you ask her. You ask like,
right? That's
how
I'm like,
how
is that? No, right, man. You just said yes. You said yes.
I'm asking her.
Does she agree?
Well, you didn't make
that's
me feel that
that's
way
a fair
at first.
Question.
You made it sound like
you agree or you don't. It's either you agree or you don't. You agree to yes and yes or no. Do you agree with that? That's easy. Do you agree
relax
it's easy to deal?
Relax
do you
yourself.
Agree
still,
that it's easy
I'm still,
to deal?
I'm still.
Because look, check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Let me say this real quick.
I can handle both of y'all at the same time.
No, because you're not handling
y'all that.
So let me say this, brother.
I can get two burgers with one stone.
This is why it don't make no sense, because first of all, the niggas that you're talking about do not control anything. Why wouldn't you get rid of the white supremacists that control labor, law, education, economics, all these type of things? The nigga don't control nothing. So what are you saying?
Again,
like, it doesn't make
again,
any sense.
Again.
You know what I mean?
You
it makes no sense,
said,
brother.
You clearly said it's easier to deal with niggas and black trash than white supremacists. You said that. You on record. Yes, yes. You said that.
Yeah.
Now I'm asking Raiju, does she agree? It's easier to deal with black trash and niggas than white supremacists. Do you agree?
I don't know per se like that. I can't answer that question with a yes or no like you would like. So I'm just
okay.
Tell you that up front. So do you want
okay.
my answer or you want to just leave it at that?
Yeah, you can leave it at that. So now that Brother
okay.
Cam has said that it's easier to deal with these niggas and black trash. Now I want you to tell me, since it's easy to do, tell me how do we repair them? Tell me how, since it's so easy, how do we get them where they need to be? How do we get them from acting like black devils to being black guys, since it's so easy? Tell
exactly.
Me.
Well,
Listen, brother.
I'm going to make it plain for you. You attack the education mentality programming that is making them act the way they do, that is making black people or niggas, black trash, whatever you want to call it, hate themselves, making them not want to work with other black people. Malcolm said it so eloquently, man. That's why you got to do your history, do your due diligence. He said, he asked the question, who taught you to hate yourself? Let's go to the teacher of who taught niggas how to behave like niggas. Is that simple?
Okay, well, now they hate themselves. So now that they hate themselves, now what?
Some you can help.
They was taught how to hate themselves. They continuing to hate themselves. So now what we do? Now you saying if we just kill the white man, they going to automatically start loving themselves, right?
No, brother. See, that's what I said
okay.
clearly. You
all right.
So, I never said automatically. I said it'll start to reverse itself. Yes, it's easier to deal with black people who are mentally ill as opposed to dealing with white supremacists. Yes. Yes. That is easy.
I don't think so.
Right. Because
I don't think so.
You
know why?
Because you don't think so. Because.
Why?
But listen, brother, listen. Slow down. And then we'll get to the callers here in 1 second. Please, my brother, just listen. The niggas that you're talking about have no power. They have no power.
They don't
control the money system. No, they do not control educating your kids. They do not control. You don't work for niggas. You see, you don't pay taxes to niggas. You pay to white supremacy. So why would you get rid of some powerless niggas on an individual level? They don't have any power, bro. They don't control any institutions. Name one institution that niggas control, please. I'm listening.
The streets, which is why most people who got some sense.
What is it?
I'm finna tell you. That's why most people don't want to deal in the hood with niggas. That's why most people are running away from where the niggas are at, because they don't want to deal with that type of element. Now, that's the real. You can't even send your kids to a school in your area because niggas is running rampant. Come on now, let's be real. We don't even want to deal with the niggas. We running away from the niggas. If the niggas were so easy to heal, then why the hell are we running away from them? Why we ain't in their face every day?
Let me ask something today.
Why are we not in their face every day trying to heal?
Because
them
we feel white
so
supremacy
because
is
right
still
now,
here. Because white supremacy
right, exactly,
is still here.
I want the hard fight.
Give me the hard fight first.
Give me the hard fight first.
Which is white supremacy. And it's still here.
Let me know how that worked out for you.
It's still here.
And what
let
you doing
know
about
how,
it?
But listen,
what
let
you doing
me know
about
how.
It?
This is what
I'm
telling
doing?
You.
How you combating
I'm,
it? I've asked you that before.
I'm combating
how
with,
are you going
exactly.
head up with the white supremacist system? How
listen,
are you go, how
listen.
Are you going head up with this system? What are you doing to go
like,
head up with this system? Tell me.
Like I said, it comes down to self. You have to take care of yourself and the people around you first. Period. That's what it goes back to.
Exactly.
Yourself,
that's
you,
why I'm
you
doing
get
the Thanos
on
snap.
Code.
Yeah.
No, you get
that's
yourself on code and
snap.
You try to get your family on code.
And I'm getting rid of unnecessary problems. That's why
now,
I'm dealing with self. I'm
now,
dealing
even
with self.
You,
that way, after
even
I deal
you
with
had
self,
some,
I can deal with that
even,
enemy, just like what you
brother,
just said.
This is an admission of what all I've been saying, because even you had to laugh when Rigel said, don't be surprised when you make that snap and you start to disappear too, because you know that there's part nigga in you, unfortunately, brother, and that's not to be disparaging or nothing, because I've admitted it's also in me as well. So be careful when you snap your finger and get with all the niggas and you see some of your family members and yourself go as well. You see what I'm saying? So we have to keep it real.
But guess what? I did laugh when he said that. But to go on further with that, if that's what happened, it is what it is. Because for my race to survive, and get itself out of the position it is, if I'm holding it back, then so be it. Let me go. I'm willing to make that sacrifice. So if I make the Thanos snap and it's something that I was doing to hold it back, then let me go. Let me get out the way.
Bruh.
Let me out the way.
But you're going to let the white supremacists live, and they not holding
nope.
you back.
No, I'm not.
The white supremacists are not holding the black race back.
No, I'm not.
But he willing.
No, I'm not
going to
let them live. No, I'm not going to let them live.
You hear this?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not going to let them live.
You're on the record, brother, for saying that you would go, if you're doing something to hold the black race back, but you're going to let the white supremacists live. They created a whole system to hold black people down. This is on the record,
because I'm not
going to
be in their system. Because I'm not going to be in that system.
This
I'm
is
not
going to
be in that system. I've been told to separate from that system. I know to separate from that system. Don't deal with that system.
Don't
so
argue
that's what I'm
with
on.
Us. To...
It ain't that I'm saying. I'm not saying let them live so I can go kumbaya and song and dance with them. All I'm saying is get rid of the unnecessary
let them live
weight
for what?
That's in the way.
Let them live for what? But you let them live for what?
So I can do So I can deal with them.
You can deal with them. You had the option to snap and they would disappear. So why would you? So
I just told you why, but it ain't registering.
Just,
I told you why I would deal with them first, but
it's not making no sense,
brother.
Because
it's not registering
to
you. I just told you why.
Brother,
I just told you why.
You're probably the only person on the planet that is registering with.
Hey, guess what? Yeah, I'm glad you said that like that. Guess what? I'm glad you said that like that. And you know what that means? That's exactly why we're still in the state that we're in right now.
Why, brother?
That's exactly why we're in the state we're in right now, because I'm the only one that's thinking like this. That's why we're still talking about this same crap for thousands of years. That's why we're still talking about the same stuff now, because I'm the only one on the planet that's talking like this. Everybody else want to play around. Everybody else want to play around with it. So, okay, cool. 200 years from now, we'll still be sitting right here. It'll be some of our descendants talking about how we going to deal with white supremacy. How we going to deal with white supremacy.
We're still going to be doing the same thing
200 years from now, because I'm the only one with the mindset thinking like this. That's why.
Right. To get rid of the niggas, Booker, and to the niggas just kill it till we all just kill ourselves. And then it ain't going to be none of us left.
No, this is not true. See, you want to group all us in with niggas. Where's the difference?
Brother.
There is
no
difference. Everybody ain't niggas and black trash. You don't know the difference.
My brother.
You see, when I say niggas and black trash, you think of all black people. You haven't been able to discern the difference between the two. I clearly know that there's a difference between the two. That's how I know
my brother.
I got an enemy on two sides. I got black trash on this side. I got white supremacists on this side. They both my enemies.
My brother.
Now, if you want to continue to love and coddle up with black trash like they all good, go ahead.
You the one said.
My brother.
I'm the one saying what?
Did you want to go, Rigel?
No,
I got you. My brother. Let's just answer this and we can move on. I just want to ask this one question. Do you have any nigger in you, my brother? Any nigger? A or E-R. I don't know which one. I guess we're saying A at the end or E-R. Like, do you have a nigga in you, my brother? Be honest.
Every day, I take another effort. I take more effort to kill off that nigga within every day.
Okay.
I don't let it take me over and manifest itself to where I'm out here trying to do harm to black people and people and other people. Every day I try to take the steps to kill that off. But some don't do that. And those are the ones that I'm talking about, the ones who let that devil just do what it do. And when you try to say something to them about it, it's a problem. Those are the ones that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people that's working on themselves. I ain't talking about people that's making steps to try to do better. I'm talking about the ones who don't give a damn. Those are the ones that that's why I was trying to make it clear earlier. I'm talking about straight up black trash that don't care. I ain't talking about just, you know, the average person who made a little mistake here or there. I said I'm talking about the ones who doing home invasions. I'm talking about the ones who drive regulars and run over innocent people and don't care. I'm talking about the ones that, like I said, when the girl pulled up at the light and a little kid was trying to ask for donations, and she said,
"All right, brother,
tell your mama, get a job." Them the ones I'm talking about.
Right. All right, my brother. Now,
what about
doing
the ones that?
What
about the ones that did lynchings and stuff?
And
said you can't read. What about the ones who said you can't read and beat and raped your ancestors?
Are you talking about like 2019? Are you talking about 2019?
I'm just saying period.
I'm
just talking about period. I'm just saying period.
I'm talking about 2019. So where they doing it at? Where they at? So how
what
many
you
of them?
Mean?
So how many?
Okay,
how many of them in North St. Louis? How many black folks getting lynched in North St. Louis to the day?
Bro, Daniel Hall was raping.
Tell me the number. How many white folks strung a nigga up in North St. Louis over the past month? Tell me.
Brother,
I'm waiting.
Relax.
Can y'all tell me? Can you tell me?
Relax.
How many black folks got strung up by white supremacists this month in North St. Louis? Answer that question.
Okay, now look.
None. How many black people? How many black people got killed by niggas this month? Tell me them numbers in North St. Louis.
Bro.
100.
You doing
Okay, how much bad food is in North St. Louis versus Clayton?
How many kids
they
in North St. Louis is miseducated? How many kids in North St. Louis was miseducated to hate themselves and love white people? How many?
Homeschool them. Homeschooler.
How many? Exactly. See?
Homeschooler.
How many people in North St. Louis was getting bad water, getting contaminated water? How many food, quote unquote, food deserts are in North St. Louis where you have one grocery store in the whole community, but you got these little candy stores and these little Arabs and, you know, all these little different markets in these neighborhoods that sell nothing but trash as far as their health go. You see, family dollars and dollar
generals. With all this stuff that you're saying,
you
it's still a whole lot of good people. It's still a whole lot of good black people in the hood. And regardless of all that stuff that you're talking about, it's still a whole lot of black people that rise above that. So that's an excuse. And I'm not finna sit down and let you just make that excuse for black people. No, there's a lot of people that come up from that. That's some BS.
They give niggas reasons
to come up in your house and take all your shit because it's some bad water and a couple of stores, some bad grocery stores. Well, damn.
My brother.
Shit, I might as well start doing home invasions tonight.
Brother, so
if
watch
that's the
this.
Case, I might as well pull out my rifle, my pistol, and start doing home invasion tonight then.
All right, my brother, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, bro. Right, let me ask you this. So are we in agreement that the good people, since we can stick it, we going to stay strictly in North St. Louis, do we agree that the good black people outweigh the niggas, the black trash? Are we on the same page as that, that the good outweigh the bad?
In North St. Louis?
You said North
St. Louis. I can't really give you the numbers. I can't really give you, but I'm gonna say if you just gonna hold me to something, I say 50-50 shit. If you just gonna hold me to something, I say 50-50.
You say 50-50.
I mean, if you gonna just make me throw out something.
Wow.
So you saying it's
so
easy.
You got a 50% chance of.
Of running into a nigga in
North
St. Louis, then
heck yeah, move on Beacon and let me know.
So you know,
go move on Red Bud and let me know to holler back.
Okay,
go move
so
down
so
there
why?
And let me know.
Okay, so why is North St. Louis different than another community with majority black people? Let's say West St. Louis. I don't know. You know, South St. Louis. What makes North St. Louis so different?
It's the same stuff. It ain't no different.
But I'm saying, why are the black people there, quote unquote, so bad, or niggas or black trash is your word? Like, what makes them so bad? It's half and half. It's half good, half bad.
I can tell you. You know how roaches breed? That's how niggas breed. That's why. Because they keep breeding themselves. That's why. So if I can snap my fingers and eliminate the breeding of niggas and black trash, I would gladly do it. So that all the black people who are living in North St. Louis, and we just use North St. Louis as an example, ain't got to deal with that crap no more. They can come outside and they ain't got to worry about catching a hot one.
But you still go run into the same problem because they're still being educated by the system and watching TV by the system and all these other things.
No,
so how you going to come back there?
Because hopefully, I'm going to tell
you. But you hoping.
Because those are the ones that when you say, listen, homeschool your child because you don't want them being indoctrinated by a white supremacist system. Those should be the ones that would listen.
There's a good chance they not.
You disagree?
Well, let me tell you what
you
is the problem. Let me say where I can see a problem with that is, though. For instance, even when you're dealing with homeschooling, period, you still have to follow a certain guidelines that are governed by the government. It's still certain guidelines and certain things that have rules that still have to be followed. So although you're homeschooling, the difference to me that I see is that you're just removing your child from that school environment where you're amongst more people, you have more interactions with teachers and things like that, and a lot of violence is going on in schools now, a lot of shootings are going on in school too. So you're removing the student, but the curriculum and the things that the students have to do in order to get a diploma and to graduate is still under the dictation of the white supremacist system. And we are allowed, if you take your child out and say, you know what, I'm not even getting ready. So I'm saying that to say you still are unfortunately educating your child underneath their system and their guidelines because they are dictating the curriculum that they have to learn in order to get the diploma that they want to give you. So if you say,
this
I'm not
true.
Going to even educate my child on the white supremacist, that would mean you would have to take your child out of the school system totally and detach from a diploma,
and teach
which
the
is
new
fine
curriculum.
And all that. But the problem with that is they're not going to allow you to do that. You will be in jeopardy as a parent for neglecting your child and because they're going to require us to put our kids in school.
They're going to.
Or even.
Right, and they're going to require.
What I heard what I hear, what I constantly keep hearing, I'm just hearing excuses. That's all I'm hearing.
Right.
They gonna
no.
do this.
That's not
you're
an excuse. I did not provide an excuse. I did not provide
an excuse. That is
an excuse
saying that you came home school.
That is not an excuse. I didn't say you
so
could
what
go home.
No,
I did not say that.
No,
I did not say
brother,
you could
home
school.
You?
I did not provide.
What are they going to put on you? What are they going to force your kid if you homeschooling? What is they going to force you to do? That's going to put this white supremacy in your child's brain. Tell me.
You have to take their test in order to get accredited, bro. What are you talking about? You have to take the GED test or the high school diploma test, the SAT, the ACT. What are you talking about? So even if you
you're going to have to teach your kid what they want them to know.
So prime example. If they say, who discovered America on the test?
They have to put Christopher Columbus.
Even though we know that's not true. Do you understand that, brother?
I disagree with that. You don't have to pump your kid
on the test to pass. You got to put it on the test to pass. What are you talking about?
So you homeschooling your child. And you can't, let's just say, I'll just go with you on that. Let's say, yeah, they got to put that shit down. But you telling me you can't tell your child the real? You telling me you homeschooling? Yeah, of course you can. But you can.
But we can do that now. We can do that now.
So to suggest, take your student out, so they don't get.
You don't want provided excuse to say
absolutely,
that.
Right.
Well, then
yeah,
if that's the case,
yeah,
take your student out of the school so they don't be educated. You said so they don't.
Yeah,
I didn't mention anything.
Right.
I simply responded to you. You the one said something about school. I'm just responding to you.
I didn't say anything. Y'all said that they indoctrinated
with the school system.
So I said homeschool. Y'all said they indoctrinated.
Then they still would be indoctrinated.
So I say homeschooling. And then when I say homeschool, now you say, well, they still going to be indoctrinated. So y'all ain't got an answer. Y'all just basically throwing y'all hands up. You can't even tell your kid. You can't even homeschool your kid and tell them the real.
You can't, but you also can't pass this test.
Y'all can't do that.
Brother.
I didn't say
you
that.
You still have to tell them what to fill out on the test, brother.
But you still have to, because you can do that
now.
You can do it now. So that's irrelevant.
So what's the problem then?
You can do that right now. So the problem
is
that you still have to teach them. The problem is that you use the word problem, so I'm using it back. But here's the situation. All I'm just saying and acknowledging is the fact that regardless of what, if you still have to tell your child the things that they are dictating. Yeah, you can tell them, okay, this is what they just want you to learn, but this is the real deal. Yeah, you can do that, but you are still being controlled and saying you have to tell your student this information, whether it's true or false, whether you want to explain it or not. My point is that you are still required to do that.
Thank you.
When you do a homeschooling, they have guidelines that you are required to go by. If not, you'll be in their violation. And whatever their repercussion is, that's what you're going to be up against. So let me just say this: when you take away this white supremacist system,
what different in the school you gonna teach them? How your school gonna be so much different?
Now look, hold on, we get off. Let me say this: if you just joining us, family, this Collective Minds Radio, we having an open discussion today. We do want to get to the callers. We have been talking about a hypothetical question proposed by Brother Mufasa Ra. If you could snap your finger and get rid of white supremacists, or you can get rid of niggas, which one would you get rid of? So that's what we've been kind of talking about. Let's get to some callers if we can, and then we can continue the discussion, y'all.
I know. I'm the only one on the planet that thinks like this.
No, I'm sure you guys are coming in. I'm I'm sure you got some backup coming in. Let's get to the call lines. Area code 319-572. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just listening.
Area code 319. Okay, all right.
Okay, right on, caller. Peace. We appreciate you.
Okay, area code 314-381. Calling on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, Mustafa.
Yes, sir.
You got my
email.
Your
backup.
Yes, sir.
What is it? LCSteel@mindspring.com.
That's correct.
Send me an email. And what I'm going to do is send you the state statute of the state of Missouri, chapter 160, 160.516, as it applies to curriculum, textbooks, and other instructional material. And it goes on to say it's not to be mandated by state board or department. And I'm going to read it real quick. It says, notwithstanding the provisions of section 160.514, the State Board of Education and the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, which is called DESE, shall not be authorized to mandate and are expressly prohibited from mandating the curriculum, textbooks, or other instructional materials to be used in public schools. Each local school board shall be responsible for the approval and adoption of curriculum used by the school district. So what is that saying? Let's say it's the people's responsibility. And all I've heard in the last 10 or 15 minutes, everybody want to throw it on somebody else. And who is that somebody else? Wait a minute. White folks. You want white folks to take care of your problems. That's a shame.
That's what I'm here.
That is a shame.
No.
You're not even addressing the topic.
Well, why did you make mention of it about what the school is teaching? If it has nothing to do with the topic.
No, but look, let me address what he just said. Let's address what he just brought up.
No, y'all would be ashamed of yourself. I really do.
Listen, Carl, let me address what you just said. Let me address what you just said, because all that you just said is fine and dandy until you have to take the GED, which is a standardized test, until you have to get into college and take the ACT, until you have to get in college and take the SAT. These are standardized tests. So what they're telling you is we may not control the curriculum of what these particular high schools and school districts teach, but when it comes to taking these tests that qualify you for your diploma and qualify you for college entry, you have to take these tests. And how many black people do you know that are on the board of these SAT, ACT?
It ain't got nothing to do with it. Frederick Douglass, which is ran by Brother Sanyika for the many years, his kids scored higher than John Burroughs on those tests.
That has nothing to do with anything.
So you're saying that the math portion? Wait a minute. You saying that the math portion of the test got to do something with a lie by Christopher Columbus?
No. That's two different. See, now
that's what you're saying.
You're conflating.
The test has four components. When the last time you took the test, man?
Listen, bro, I took in all the tests, but listen.
Now, when the last time you took the test?
Listen, bro. Listen what I'm telling you. Listen carefully, because math and science.
Kevin, I just put a grandson in the college, and he's getting ready to graduate. So there ain't nothing you can tell me about that. How many times can you take the ACT test, Kevin?
Yes, you do.
I don't know, you take it as many times as you want, I believe. I don't know.
No, you believe, and that's not true. Man, y'all need to get off this stuff, talk about what some white man going to do. But you know what, Mustafa? I am happy. Wait a minute. See, it's good in this, too. You know what the good is? Your kids don't have to compete against theirs because they don't kick their kids completely out of the competition. It's good for them to think that way. And, you know, you was talking about this other stuff about how these this one element tears down your community. Let me give you an example. About 40 years ago, blacks started moving, should I say, fleeing North St. Louis. They started fleeing Walnut Park. They started fleeing DeVille. They fled out to what's today called Ferguson, Berkeley, Moline Acres, Spanish Lake, and parts of Bellflower.
Yes, sir.
Those blacks moved out there, and whites left when they came. They have nice homes. They have assets built into their homes and all those necessities. If the police department was all white, guess what? That's what they felt they wanted to have. Now, let's look at what's going on. Now you got these movements going on to take blacks out of the city, the ones that's left. And, you know, I don't criticize somebody for being in their economic position because if they utilize the opportunity that they have, they should be able to work their way out of there. But you got these progressive groups that's steering blacks out into those areas. And, you know, blacks complained about that years ago when Dooley was trying to do that. If you go all the way out to Bell Fountain Road and you get all the way out there by the Spanish Lake, on the left side you got some townhouses that's built on a Spanish theme. They turned that area into Section 8. Now, let me tell you what happened.
Right.
When you do that, then the surrounding community property values start going down.
Who did that? Who turned that into Section 8? Let's keep it real.
Negroes.
Who turned it into Section 8?
Hang on. Let me finish.
No,
let me finish.
Negroes did. No, they didn't turn that. That was white folks that did that. Let's be real.
Let me finish saying what I got to say. Cause I'm going to show you how Negroes are doing. I got something for you, see. This is what happened when that happens. When that happens, then the blacks that's been living out there, grandparents, their property value is decreasing. They cannot leave that to their kids. So guess what they do? They moving too. You got blacks moving out of Ferguson. You got blacks moving out of Bell Fountain. You got blacks moving out of Florissant, and they going across the Missouri River into St. Charles County. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're walking away from tens of thousands of dollars that they should have been able to recuperate like anybody else out of the value of their property that have went down because of the very things you're talking about. It's crazy mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the things that you want to keep around, the black trash, you want to keep that around, and everywhere the black trash pop itself up at, our property go down, our neighborhoods get out of control, you don't want to get rid of that.
Brother, no, because this going to go down anytime black people move into any neighborhood. Let's stop
that's
playing.
A lie. The property
Let's
don't go down.
It does.
That
if
is
black
a lie.
People move into a white neighborhood, it does go down.
It does not
stop
go
it.
Down.
It happens all over the country when you're talking
that
about
is not true.
No,
when have you
not
moved
true.
Into the white
true.
Neighborhood?
That's not true.
That is
that's
true.
Not true.
If black
true.
People move into a white neighborhood, the property
no,
is going to go down.
When blacks
no,
moved into Ferguson, wait a minute. When blacks moved into Ferguson, they paid probably $40,000 for them homes. Some of them paid less than that. Whites built them for about 15. Hang on for a second. I know this for true. Know this to be a fact because I was a code official in one of those communities. When to buy a house in one of those communities, you're going to pay over $100,000. You should be paying over $100,000 because the property has appreciated. But when this condition that I'm talking about is going on, and you know another thing too, Mustafa, them damn ratchet butt politicians, when the city of St. Louis started eliminating wards, like this is what they're talking about. Now, you got some wards probably ain't got but 5 or 6 people in them. What kind of crap is that? When they start eliminating wards, them politicians, guess what they do? They move right out there behind black folks. So they can start the process all over again. Because they know they're going to
get it. So what you're talking about is nothing new, brother. This happens all over the country in every major city.
White folks ain't got nothing to do with that.
Area. What they do? What are you talking about?
Let me ask you another question, Mustafa. Hang on, Mustafa. Remember this one.
Whoa. Let's start here. We go take it back. because we got to have a starting point, because these things do not just all of a sudden happen. What you're talking about, those black folks that moved into Ferguson and Bellefonte, those were the original people from where? The projects. From
they
Pruitt
were not
Island,
all of them from
the
projects.
Body. You know,
that is not
from
true.
From the Blue Mile.
They was that is not true. They was living there before. They started empty Pruitt Igoeing that out in the 1960s. That is a lie.
And where did they go? Where did they go after Pruitt Igoe?
That's not true.
Where did they go after Pruitt Igoe?
They went. They moved in. Wait a minute. They ran from the. They ran. Blacks ran from the people in
Pruitt
Igoe. Blacks already lived in the Ville. They already lived in Walnut Park.
You're not answering the question, brother. What I'm telling you is these are
the
same people who are being misplaced, and it happens all over the country.
You know when blacks moved in, you know when blacks, you remember, hang on for a second. See, Kevin, you can't speak that stuff against me because I live this.
Yes, I can.
You reading a damn book. Let
me
tell you something. You remember when they had, the riots?
Where did they go?
You remember when they had the riots there at Fairgrounds Park? What year was that?
That
was in the 1940s. Well, damn right it was in the damn 1900s.
Okay, so what are you saying?
Shit, that's a hell of a spread. That's a hell of a spread.
What does it have to do with anything?
1900s. Man, you see how he is.
No, listen, brother. I asked you where
that
was.
That wasn't even. That he said more than that, too, though. So that's all you
heard,
unfortunately. When
blacks was trying to get into Fairground Ports, that was in about 1945. Blacks had already encroached at least up to Eastern Avenue and trying to go further north.
Okay.
Blacks was living in – blacks, after that riot, whites began to move out. Blacks bought those homes relatively cheap. And they stayed
and
in those halls for
value?
A long time till
what
you had
the
this.
Property value? We
the
about
property value
now.
The property value went up.
He's been a tick.
Stop it. Now you go. You say you. Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely, I'm sure about. You, people were buying houses for $15,000 out there in Beverly Hills. Out there in Beverly Hills and Meach and Upland Park, they were buying homes. Where Hattie, I can't think of the lady's name. Joe Collins is the police chief out there in Beverly Hills. They were buying houses for $15,000. You can't pay no $15,000 for them houses even today. So don't tell me that stuff, man.
I'm asking you what happened to the black people that lived in the projects. What I'm trying to tell you is those are the same people who moved to North County.
That is not – how was they going to move to North County? They didn't have no damn money.
That's not true.
That is – bro.
They didn't have any money. How you going to come out to – how you going to come out of the project and go into a suburb, man? Where you going to get the money? It wasn't no Section 8 back then.
No. What I'm telling you, it was a transition. They went from the project to these little apartment complexes in the city. Then they moved – to the county. This is what I'm telling you.
So
over generations,
the black people that was in the city, where you think they went? Yeah, all the niggas who left out the projects and shit ran them out to the county.
Absolutely, blacks moved out in U City long before people started leaving Pruitt Igoe.
We're not talking about U City. That's not part of North
County.
Well,
it's a county.
That's a different part of it.
That's right.
A county. That's more like a West or Central County when you're going out towards Clayton and Olivet. You know what I mean? Towards that way. What I'm telling you is the same people that you're talking about moving to North County, these are the people that have been displaced by the government. These are people who are on government assistance. These are people.
I'm not on no
Kevin. Kevin.
These are people who are on government assistance.
There was no government assistance at that time.
It's obvious. We're not talking about government assistance. He's not talking about every black person.
There was no government assistance for no people coming out of the projects at that time. Land clearance for redevelopment
was
not even established. Land clearance for redevelopment that was coming along, buying up all that land, was not even established at that time. Gephardt was not in office at that time.
So
I don't. I think we're going too far. Because what difference do it make if they was in North County or wherever?
You know why
we ain't
going too far? Because y'all propagating stuff out there that just ain't true. But that's all right.
No.
And I want
to win. Y'all just in denial of the fact.
Ain't nobody denying no facts. You putting stuff out there
y'all
that ain't true,
denial.
Man. Hey, you make me think I grew up in Switzerland some damn place.
I can show and prove everything I'm saying. Trust me. I can show and prove and send you
But
receipts.
You got my email address. Email it.
I will. This is like,
that's
this is common knowledge. You know this. You know the people who live
No, I tell you what. We stop the argument. We stop the argument.
Right.
Email it to me and prove it.
Okay.
So Mustafa, email me and I
get you that information.
Who on this phone is willing to move into North St. Louis and be amongst the people and heal them since it's such an easy job?
That's right.
No, we got to take care of white supremacy.
Hello.
But Kevin, honest to goodness, I don't hope so. I don't hope so, but if you're teaching your kids this, I'm happy because mine won't have to compete with yours.
Oh, they won't. They'll be on another level because they're going to know this.
If you got to build that level, you better be careful because they charge you very quick for child abuse.
For child abuse? No, my kids, they are enlightened, trust me. They are
Who they work for? How old are your kids?
What you mean? They got their own LLC.
But
how old are they?
They in the public school system. How are they enlightened?
I'm not counting on the school to teach them.
No.
Well, they already done been through the school.
But you say
what did they do?
Every day. They go to public school
every
day. But I'm not
So you just said they was in business. So what is it? They selling snowballs? I mean, what is it?
I mean, that is
it shouldn't be that hard to answer, man. My goodness.
Right. Are you going to support the bid? No, they have an e-commerce. They have something on e-commerce.
So they had. Yeah. They had.
No, they. What do you mean they hiding? They kids.
No.
They five and seven. What do you mean they hiding? They
five. All right, they five and seven. So what's their plan for the future? What's their plan for the future?
I don't have any plans for them per se because my thing is I just want them to be the best person that they can be.
What school district
I'm
they go
putting,
to?
I don't put expectations.
Hazelwood?
They go to St. Louis Public Schools. No.
They go to St. Louis? Which school, if I may? You see,
I
won't put that out there. Right.
It ain't too many grade schools left in St. Louis Public Schools, so everybody don't move.
Right. So just know that they go to a St. Louis public school.
Yeah.
I'm not
but they get
counting on the school to educate them.
Well, you know, I tell you what. If you leave it up to that school system to educate your kids, you're crazy.
Yeah, they
So they don't stand a chance.
That's not a secret.
They probably, go to Pomoja? Do they go to Pomoja over on
Cole
Ave?
They don't stand a chance.
Right?
No.
That ain't according to me.
Let's not try to name the school. Just know that they go to a public school. So what? I mean, did you have a point after that, or you know?
Yeah, if I knew what school, I can tell you some of the concerns they have in those schools, and that's reading. Pomoja, the third graders, only 10% of them are reading. Wait a minute, Pomoja, only 10% of the third graders are reading, and ain't no books in there about Christopher Columbus, because when they opened the school, the parents went through the library, and what they didn't want in there, they took out.
Right, well, I mean, I don't play them games because
I have a library in my house. I read to my kids. They see me reading.
Mm.
So hopefully they'll pick up on it and catch that bug where they're able to read and inquire.
I wonder
and
why
ask
the black
questions
trash people don't
and
do
that. Things like that. You see what I'm saying?
I wonder
so
why them black
that's
trash
just what,
people
that's
don't
just
do
what
that.
Goes on in my household, and I don't. I'm not looking for the school to necessarily educate them. I know it's indoctrination.
Well, you pay for
it.
Why the black trash people don't do that?
You see?
Why the black trash people don't do that?
So, Colin,
you
say that at Pomosia, the third graders are reading what?
The principal, Miss Angel, told me, the principal, Miss Angel, told me only 10% of her third grade class is reading at level. That means that people in the community need to go in there, they should be in there anyway, and work with those kids. You know what people goes
but
in there? Wait a minute, hang on. This is cool. You know what people go in there and work with them? You got a group that work for Sigma Chemical over there on Jefferson. A group of whites go in there and work with them. And they carry books in there like Huckleberry Finn and other things like that. Here's the thing. If they're going to be working with your kids and you won't, well, listen to what I got to say.
If
they're going to work with your kids and teach them how to read, and you won't, you cannot tell them what to use. And they sure in the
there
hell ain't going to be reading, using some books that's talking them about them as devils and stuff. What
so,
kind of fool
right.
do you think
like
they are?
You, so it sounds like you guys are looking for white people to educate your kids, not me. That's what it sounds like to me.
Did you
y'all
hear what I said?
Them.
Did you hear?
You
did you hear what I said? Who's going? Who's going in there?
You said from Sigma, the chemical company on Jefferson, going into the schools and reading those kids Huckleberry Finn, and you're saying it as if you don't have a problem with that. What I'm telling you is, it
it's not
like
my kids. It's because
Foster
oh,
are the ones.
Now, you
who
always turn stuff around, man.
No, that's what it sounds like. You the white ISIS told
Mustafa,
us, and you
what
want
does it sound like I said to you?
That's what it sounds like. Mufasa goes
what does it sound like I said to you, Mustafa?
He's in love with white people.
It sounds like
in love
you said
with white
to me, the people in the community need to be taking a hold of what's going on in their school system. That's
exactly.
What it sounds like. They need to
and they're not doing it.
And they're doing it. But, yeah, because they're so busy getting high and doing whatever else.
And you know what, too, Mustafa? You know what, too, Mustafa?
And your school and your neighborhood.
All right, we're down to the last 4 minutes.
Hang on. This is all I got to say. Real quick. Let me
get
off here. It ain't going to take me but 30 seconds. Mustafa, me and you are not blaming the kids. Because no kid wake up in the morning want to be a failure. We blaming these knuckleheads out here that want to blame everybody else, everything else, except where the finger should be on. Thank you very much. Have a happy Memorial Day and be thankful for this great country called the United States of America and those soldiers that fought for it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. We
make America great again.
You hear me? We're down the last 3 minutes. I'll let you sign us out, Liza. You get it. You can sign us out.
Okay. Well, anybody had any quick last words, though?
No, I'm drained.
I'm
really good. I'm drained.
Okay. Well. Okay. Okay. Yeah, this is an interesting open discussion, which we only had one. So maybe we'll get a chance to, revisit some things that, because I still have some things on the table I wanted to bring up, but. This got so heated. Everybody got so passionate about it, but it was a good show. Everybody's opinions was great. Everybody entitled to their own opinion. It is respected. So I appreciate the callers, the listeners, and all our supporters for tuning in. Check with us. Be right back on the line with us anyway next week, next Sunday, 6:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central, 6 p.m., 7:30 Central Time. Next week, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Peace. See you next week.
Peace. We out.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's old or a new point, call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.